Can you explain a little bit more about what the splice variants are and what the clinical significance at this point is, if any?
Right. So splicing variants are a big interest of mine, as you know, Neil. I've been working on this for about 5 years now. And these are interesting variants where if you sequence the gene of the androgen receptor, you don't find the mutation. So the gene itself is wild type. What happens is after the transcript is created, of course, there are in the pre-mRNA, there are introns and there are exons. And the introns are supposed to be spliced out, and all the exons are supposed to basically join together. So the androgen receptor gene has eight exons and has, seven introns between them. Now, once in a while, one of those introns does not get spliced out. It is retained, okay? And typically, that really shouldn't matter that much, except that some of these introns have cryptic exons within them. And some of those cryptic exons can actually lead to the coding of an altered protein that has a premature stop codon. So what these splicing variants, especially AR-V7, lead to is they lead to an AR protein product, which is truncated. So the first half of the protein, which we call the N-terminal, is intact, but the right-hand side of the protein, which we call the C-terminal, is missing. The reason why that's important is because the androgens bind to that C-terminal. So on the face of it, you would expect these AR variants, like AR-V7, to be inert, inactive, but it's the exact opposite. They're actually constitutively active, which means that they can function as transcription factors and do good things to the cancer, bad things to the patient, even without testosterone binding to them. And the corollary to that is none of the anti-androgens work in these patients because the anti-androgens either bind directly or indirectly to that ligand binding domain, which is also missing in those splice variants. So these patients do better with chemotherapy like taxanes.
And is it actually playing out in practice, or are there any assays now that are validated and clinically useful?
Yes, so most of the assays are using liquid biopsies, and they're usually using circulating tumor cells. Now, one interesting thing about these assays are that they're not DNA-based. So you can't get a Guardant360 or even Foundation Medicine for that matter and find an AR-V7. You have to do RNA sequencing from circulating tumor cells or PCR on RNA, which is called RT-PCR, reverse transcription PCR. The second way that you can find them is you can look for the truncated protein in circulating tumor cells. So you can develop an immunohistochemical or immunofluorescence antibody that binds to the sequence in the protein, which is only found in the variant but not found in the wild type. And there's a company, and they have the first and currently only commercial assay for AR-V7, and I think that's the one that most of your responders actually ordered.
And do you think the data supports using it right now in clinical practice outside a trial setting?
Well, I think so, but it also depends on the context of use and the number and lines of prior hormone therapies. So if you have a patient who is hormone sensitive, who has never received any androgen deprivation and has never received any anti-androgens, the chance of finding an AR splice variant in this patient is close to 0%. Because, their AR has never been inhibited. That cell has no reason to make an alternative form of AR to continue to survive. Once a patient has received enzalutamide or abiraterone, but not both, the chance of finding an AR splice variant goes to about 15% to 20%. And those patients, if they are positive for AR-V7, should probably go to a taxane next, like docetaxel. Once that patient has received both enzalutamide and abiraterone, then that person's chance of having an AR splice variant like AR-V7 is like 30% to 40%. So the more and the stronger the prior lines of hormone therapy, the more you get this adaptive response where the cell wants to maintain its addiction to AR, but it can't use the canonical AR, so it uses a deviant form of AR, an aberrant form, which is the AR-V7.